The supplemental was passed out last week, and we had $7 million in there from federal dollars that can be dedicated to those folks that are above the poverty level. We raised it to, I think the number would have been roughly 200% above poverty, federal poverty level. So we're trying to capture more people, Walt, that, you know, they're working, they're paying their bills, they're good at doing that, and they're proud of the fact they can, but they just got hit so hard this winter that even those folks are struggling to make it meet and make their ends meet. So we dedicated $7 million to be able to help those folks out. Another $4 million out of general fund, Michigan General Fund, that we can now dedicate to be retroactive. And we can go back like to January and look at maybe helping some folks that were in a real pickle with the deliverable prices on fuel. And the reason for that is because those tanks are coming due right. They need more fuel right now. And if they didn't pay their bills back in January because they were so excessive, how are they going to fill again? So we're trying to cover that base. And now we've been, the newest problem now that's rising up is the frozen pipes, and our municipalities are getting clobbered. So now that's the next phase of what we've got to try and work on and see if we can get some relief for them.
Well, one of the things that is obvious is this turned out to be one of those unfortunate situations, as we call a perfect storm. And we had a terrible winter. There were some problems with supply that were not created by actual supply, but some decisions along the way that some refineries and pipes and things were closed down and everything like that. I know this particular measure is to get through this portion of it, as you said, get through this pickle. But now, as you look at it with this entire structure, with propane and with fuel oil getting to people, are you looking now on a legislative level into investigations with this, maybe with the chamber, with the attorney general's office? What are you looking into to try to get it so it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, good question. We have been working and coordinating right now with the attorney general. In fact, we have turned in some scenarios that were brought to our attention that are, I would just say, suspect. You know, you can't, I don't want to accuse anybody of doing anything wrong or anything like that because we don't know the facts, but it just looked, it didn't look right. So the attorney general's office has taken those incidents and they're investigating, so we get to the bottom of some of that. But what we're really doing in the bigger picture is we've been meeting with conference calls. Governor Snyder gave us pretty much his entire leadership, the directors of the departments that are all relevant to all of this, and the AG's office has done the same thing. We've been having conference calls weekly in the thick of the heating problem. We were doing it twice a week and kind of moving forward step by step, making sure that we're getting a response quickly. This is something that can't wait. So now we're getting into the, we thought we were getting into the phase now to sit down and review how it turned out, how did the departments respond, where were the problems, and let's put this into a program or at least a kind of a portfolio that we can go look at the next time. And we're, you know, we're ahead of the game to move forward. But now we've got the frozen pipes. We've got the municipalities that are struggling trying to take care of all this. Their water supplies are being drained. The water discharge is going way beyond what they were permitted for. It's just a whole nother host of problems that we've got to start doing. So I think what our goal will be to start ramping up those meetings again and bring this to our attention and try to come up with a formulated plan that's going to reach out quickly to help all municipalities, not this coming summer or not down the road, but we need to respond again, I think, fairly quickly to this one.